The contract terms with regard to the budgets that government intends to bring to augment the country's power generation can make it impossible for the budgets to be imported. An energy expert and member of the NPP, Peter Amewu, said this on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus. We discussed the NPP's Doomsday Demo. He noted that the budgets alone will not address the power crisis the country is experiencing. Mr. Amewu, however, enumerated some measures that could help solve the problem.
I think sincerely the response was not adequate, wasn't sufficient, and that is why the intensity is still going up. I'm saying it and I'm putting it on record that the budgets will not address the problem because the budgets alone do not fire the generation that we require. The budgets need to be fired with a feed, and that feed comes with money. Currently, the contract terms surrounding the budgets even is asking for a four-month escrow, equivalent to almost about 200 million. That is a guarantee in terms of default for payment of the tariff. As a country, we should be looking out for this. What I think we need to do quickly as a government to address this shortfall, we have, during the World Cup, there was power throughout this country. There was power. How did government do it? Yes, I mean, I was in my village, there was power. I don't know how they did that. But I can tell you that during that period, we share far less than 650 megawatts of power. I think about 150 was shared. Whatever government did during that period, I think can be repeated. That's number one. Number two, Turkey, some time ago, had this West Doomsday problem. What they did was to resort to demand side management. We can still do it. Today, there are a lot of areas that our consumptions are not very effective in terms of efficiency. We can do that. Replacing some of the bulbs that we have that are consuming. But still, there are areas that rely, there are more efficient bulbs now still coming, better than what we have. They are still efficient ones. Our distribution losses are still very high. These are areas that government need not necessarily put in a lot of money. If you reduce 10%, you can't. 10% is too much. Of course, let's say even 5% of our distribution losses. Getting over 200, 300 megawatts of power to be saved. It will be difficult, but that can be done. What we can also do today, right now, is for government to get in touch with industry, mines, and ask them to guarantee at least 1 week of fuel supply for 2 weeks of, you know, power delivery. In the long term, by the time the problem would have been addressed completely, we may be in some debt, but this issue can be addressed. If government is able to pinpoint all the institutions and bring them together, I think government need to look at this as a short-term measure to respond to the problem. We can also buy power from Ivory Coast. And so it is proper that we go beyond some of the steps that we are doing to implement to the fullest what needs to address the power problem.
A CPP Deputy Communications Director Ernesto Yeboa said both the NPP and the NDC have failed Ghanaians and therefore the NPP has no moral right to go on the Wongbo demonstration. Mr. Yeboa cautioned that Ghanaians should not be taken for granted. He also talked about the CPP's intended demonstration next week.
It is not just that this energy crisis we are facing as a country is the longest, but the fact that for more than 30 solid years now, we've been alternating between two political parties, the NPP and the NDC, and nothing seems to be working. That is where the point is. So Ghanaians are questioning the Fourth Republic. They are questioning the political parties that have received their mandate one way or the other and yet have failed to deliver. That is the point that needs to be emphasized. We are protesting vehemently against the bad governance that this country has seen ever since we entered the Fourth Republic. What we are saying about the MPP demonstration has to do with the morality, whether they have a morality to be engaging in the demonstration. And that is the type of attitude or posture that the MPP as an opposition party has put throughout. They never do something until they see that there is some power benefits to it.
I think that it is important that the people of Ghana are not taken for granted in all that is happening.
A presidential staffer and former MP for Adenta in Kojo, Iduasari, said the NPP's demonstration is misplaced since they've been part of the cause of the energy problem facing the country.
The issue of energy should not be politicized in a sense that as a nation, we know the energy requirements or we've known or we've depended on hydro for a very long time. And at a certain point, this Akosombo Dam has a lifespan. Whoever or those who built it knew how long it could serve this country to the extent that even at a point in time, one of the main reasons why they built the dam, which was to power Valco, an aluminium smelting company, at a point they had to pack off because they knew that the lifespan of the dam was nearing its terminating point. So they had to carry their whole bag and baggage and they left, knowing very well that there will be very little to rely on subsequently. And as a country, we had to also plan along. Usually the question you may ask is that between the time that the NPP took over, 2001, up to the 2006-2007, before the crisis, what was their plan for energy? There was none. The crisis just hit us. It was not until the crisis hit us in the face, when the water levels continuously was hitting us so hard, then the decision to switch from hydro and all these other issue about a second tier project that Kwame Nkrumah had planned to add to the Akosombo Dam, which is the Bui Dam, became a consideration. And other programs also came along. Private initiatives, Asogli and all these others also came up. So for me, if you are talking about planning for this whole energy sector, the first term of the NPP, energy was never their plan, was not part of the plan. It was in their second, even the third quarter of the second term, that they started thinking along the energy sector. So for them to turn around, if you want to go as per the facts, tell me what President John Mahama did wrong from 2001 to 2006 when crisis hit Ghana. What was the plan when NPP was in power? None. So if you didn't, you failed to plan for 6 years of your 8 years, and you are now turning around to go on demonstration of someone who just came 2 years, and within his tenure, there's a gas processing plant that is even fueling some of the projects that you undertook. And today, the West African Gas Pipeline Program is being part of the course of this doomsday situation we find ourselves. So for me, I think this whole demonstration is misguided, it is misplaced, it is minus deep thinking. Otherwise, they will be the ones that the guns should be blazing at.